The swish of tires on wet pavement drove Megan deeper into the shadows of a band of oak trees. She pulled her black wool cloak tighter against her body and set her teeth to keep them from chattering. Maybe running away from the Garden of Eden cult hadn't been such a hot idea, but staying didn't work either, not after what she'd witnessed last night. When she'd joined the group 2 years ago, they'd been warm and welcoming. The rituals were a bit risque, but harmless all in all. She squeezed her eyes shut to block out the image of a cheering mob that had segued from chanting while scantily clad to blood sacrifice. Exposing her body was one thing, a thirst for human blood quite another. She pried her eyes open. No one would save her except herself, and there wasn't much she could do by playing ostrich. Escape was essential, the only thing that mattered. Never mind she'd be walking away from what little she owned since her things were in one of the cult's many apartments. Megan took another step backward. One boot sank into sticky mud, and cold water ran into it. Reality hit home and terrified her. She couldn't go back to work. Nearly everyone she knew at the insurance exchange was related to the cult in some way, or to another similar group. Occult fervor had risen during the 20s in the wake of World War I. By the middle of the 1930s, it had a well-established toehold. Fascination with the supernatural ran high and had grown like an out-of-control weed. Most spiritual cults were rooted in the States, but it had taken long before Canadians picked up the banner, enthralled by the unseen world. Despite Megan's best efforts, shudders racked her body, and her teeth banged against one another uncontrollably. October in Calgary meant the air was dry and crisp. She'd seen frost on the roofs this morning. Tonight would likely be another freeze. It didn't take much of an imagination to realize winter would set in soon. Somehow she'd sat at her desk all day. When coworkers commented she seemed subdued, she just said she wasn't feeling well. It was the only way she'd gotten out of mandatory attendance at tonight's cult meeting. Midday, she'd slipped out of the office and stopped by the bank. Closing her account would have engendered suspicion, so she'd withdrawn $200, half of what she had saved. Even that earned her a stern lecture from one of the bank vice presidents. Likely afraid she'd fallen for a swindle from some fast-talking salesman, he drew her into a side office intent on discovering why she needed such a vast sum of money. Megan rolled her eyes at the memory. She'd fabricated a story about a mythical aunt who had unexpected medical bills. "Yes, and I'm wasting precious time standing here," she muttered, the words barely discernible against her chattering teeth. If she was going to follow through with the plan she'd hatched during the day, she needed to be out of town and well hidden before someone looked for her.